Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Oh, it's -2 and there's salt on the sidewalks outside of our building.
Oh.
We're in that point. It's November the 23rd, and just so you know, that means 4 weeks until 2 days before you freak out because you haven't bought anybody anything.
Oh, good.
Just throwing that out there.
That's right.
So good morning, everybody. Just want to let you know that we want to give you Friday off this week. And we could do that with the Virgin Radio 4-day-a-week contest. We've got that coming up at 7 o'clock. We're going to give you some money for that, pay you for your Friday off. In the meantime, we'd like to check in with everybody here. TJ, what's on your mind?
Is there anything more embarrassing than watching someone's Instagram story too soon? Yesterday, I was bored, so I opened it up, tapped the first tile I see, and somebody posted that story 50 seconds previously.
Ooh.
And it's not like someone that's in my daily life that I talk to every day and I could justify. It's somebody I haven't talked to in years.
That's
and
okay.
And I'm like, cool. Now that I know, I'm just sitting on their story.
I don't think anyone thinks or cares.
Have you ever judged somebody that watches your story too fast?
Every single time.
Really?
Do you check who views your stories?
Do you? Yeah. Do you guys do that?
No.
Do you guys check
not? Your stories? No, I don't care.
Oh, you're lunatics.
I honestly never look. I don't even know how many people watch my stories.
I have a list of people that I'd be mad at if they haven't watched my
stories. Oh, dear God.
Better make sure I watch TJ's stories.
Okay. Yeah, you're on the list.
Jax, what's up with you?
Well, you said that there's salt out on the road. We could be seeing 2 centimeters of snow by this time tomorrow. It's not actually completely sure, but 2 centimeters of snow that will stick, Weather Network has said. So we may have a snowball
fight
tomorrow,
guys. Is it boot season?
It could be boot season, my loves.
It's been Blundstone season since September.
Hey, producer Leah, what's up with you?
It's Tuesday, so that means it's cheap movie day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see a movie after this.
What are you going?
Yeah, what movie?
King Richard.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
With Will Smith.
Okay. Oh, boy. About Serena and Venus Williams.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that one.
I'm so excited.
It's made for me.
Tell us how it is tomorrow morning.
I will. I'll spoil everything.
Isn't it cool to get excited about movies again? I still haven't seen Dune. I want to see Dune. I saw James Bond in theaters.
Yeah,
I want to see King Richard.
Yeah.
And the other one, the movie posters came out for Matrix yesterday.
Oh,
and it's coming out December 22nd. I'm like, baby, let's go.
I really want to see House of Gucci because I'm hearing really mixed reviews.
The reviews are not good.
Yeah.
They're saying it's how to make a family killing boring is what, is what I read this morning.
Yikes.
Like, oh no. Anyway, it's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Adele.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Adele, we need to talk about how much we love her and how great she is and how she says her friendship with Drake has been one of the saving graces of her entire life.
They can't stop gushing about each other lately.
Well, he was obsessed with getting her on a song and couldn't do it, or at least hasn't done it yet. It doesn't mean he won't do it, but has not done it yet.
Well, she made a good point that they kind of came out around the same time and came up, and it was before all of the streaming services began, and they're, you know, some of the, as she quoted, OGs.
Yes.
Around the same time, there's about 10 of them,
And so it's interesting because she said, you know, they're kind of a dying breed, and I love this because, honestly, when you talk about the music that's going to define a generation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to love these artists for you particularly, but, like, who's been bigger?
Nobody, really. Drake, Adele,
The Weeknd. Oh, sorry, I thought you meant between the two of them.
Yeah, oh, no, not between the two of them, just in general. I mean, it's pretty incredible how much they've been able to accomplish together.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
And then, you know, I think maybe Justin Bieber's probably in that range.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But who else?
Taylor Swift,
I think so, for sure.
Right?
It's not a huge group.
No. Megan Trainor,
stop it. You know, it's funny. The thing I love about Adele, when she does do a press tour, is how she's really great to kind of hang out with, talk to, that sort of thing. But the honesty from her is better than any artist.
Oh,
and I think when we talk about, like, yesterday, when she went to Spotify and said, listen, I do the track listing of my album for a reason.
Yeah.
Don't put a shuffle button on there because I want people to listen to it front to back. I kind of thought about, like, I can't even remember the last time I thought about an album that way, because that's just not how we consume music now. Mm-hmm. Although that's the way they're supposed to be consumed. Mm-hmm. Like, do you guys listen to an album front to back anymore?
I take shuffle off always, yeah. Because that's the way they want to tell you a story, right? Even like with Certified Lover Boy, I remember Drake said something about it being like, please listen to this sequentially, because he wants it to be told that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, I felt two things. I was proud of myself for knowing what the term sequential meant.
Oh, that's good. Then, good for you.
But I did the same thing with Donda too. It's front to back. You just listen to it all the way through. And then after you do a couple listens through, it's okay, I think, to shuffle it afterwards. Yeah. Because then you start to get some songs that you like.
And you know which songs are the better songs.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some filler songs. Occasionally, though, the last song of the album, you'll be like, that's a gem.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's a gem, but that is a gem. Have you listened to this Adele album top to bottom yet?
Not fully. I've listened to, I would say, 80% of it.
I haven't either. I think it's really good, but I'm not sure which are the gems yet. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jax, you're looking at me like, every song's a gem?
Song's a gem, but I said this to somebody the other day and I got in a bit of trouble. I don't think it's as much of a gem overall as her last couple albums. It's beautiful, but I don't think it's as good as her previous works.
You're basing that off the first single, too. Like, because the other day we played a clip of Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. From 25. And then Go Easy on Me, we've obviously heard quite a bit.
Yeah.
And when you hear them next to each other,
undeniable,
as a comparison, it's undeniable that Hello is leagues above it.
For sure. But it was hard when 25 came out. I was like, oh, this isn't 21. So maybe I'll feel the same way in a couple years about 30 versus 25.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever used COVID as a way to get out of plans? And I'm not talking about restrictions. 6,000 people were asked. 14% said yes, about 1 in 7. And we're talking about people saying, I have a friend that got it, and I've been exposed.
No.
Wow.
That's an aggressive lie.
That is a really big lie.
I mean, it hurts nobody, really.
Yeah.
It's always, like, I think I've told this story on the show before, but I once, to get out of a date with somebody that I felt was a danger to my health, like I actually thought this person might not be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the backstory. I told a terrible lie to get out of a really bad date.
Okay.
And the backstory was that, I had met this person at like a radio station event. I was like 20. She seemed nice enough. Mm-hmm. I asked her if she wanted to go for like ice cream or something. Like, ooh. I had no money, right? Like, I couldn't afford anything. And we were kind of BlackBerry messengering each other back and forth. Back in the day, baby. BBM. And if I didn't get back to her within like 10 minutes, she would like lose her mind.
Oh, good.
And I'm not kidding. Yeah. Like, it would be like an angry response. And I hadn't even said something. So, you know, being 20 and not being like, okay, I should just ghost her.
Yeah.
I thought I needed to come up with an excuse, which I should have just ghosted her. But
reasonable.
Yeah, it would have been the reasonable thing to do. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I said that my dad was in hospital and that I couldn't go.
Oh, God. Adam.
I know.
And also, like, sometimes those scary dates can be fun.
They
like a little bit, though,
I'm not
right?
going on a scary date.
No,
are you kidding me?
I mean, like a little bit fun.
No.
Only a little bit.
So here's the thing. My dad's cool, perfect health, thank goodness. Knock on wood here. And it's funny because a lot of people kind of go, I can't believe you would lie about that, being exposed to COVID. But then, let me ask you this. Who does it hurt?
I would do it. Absolutely, I would do it.
Yeah, like
I
if you don't want to go.
Love bailing on plans, and that excuse is carte blanche.
So I don't know if this is the exact example, but very early on in the pandemic, I was kind of like seeing this girl who didn't live in Toronto. She lived outside of Toronto, and I went to drive and go see her. This was like in like April, May.
Is this Rockstar?
Yeah.
This Energy
Rockstar.
Drinks, baby.
2020, and I went to go see her, and we had a lovely time. We went on like a little walk date and hung out.
That's nice.
And then she wanted to come into Toronto the next weekend and hang out with me. And I said, oh, I don't, like, COVID's getting real here. I don't know. I should be keeping my circle small. And she was like, oh, we literally just made out last weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's true, but I can't see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the exact same. You're okay. 1 in 7.
Okay.
Even all you right. did it, huh? I feel good now. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So they say this morning, stat out this morning, is 27 years is what it'll take you to be able to save to afford the down payment for a house in Toronto.
Oh.
That's just the down payment. Now, that has prompted a lot of us to leave. TJ was talking about it. I've had friends that, I had a friend that moved to PEI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how you're going to do that. And they're like, we don't care. We're just moving to PEI and we're going to find out. We're going to work remotely until they tell me to come home and then I'm going to quit. Yep. That's literally what they said.
A lot of my friends went back to Nova Scotia.
Yeah. 100%. And Niagara obviously has blown up. Barrie has blown up. Mm-hmm. Durham Region has blown up. And all of those are considered like commuter spots,
yeah,
now, right?
Yeah.
So you can commute from Niagara to Toronto every single day on the GO train, and a lot of people do. What about North Bay?
North Bay seems far. North Bay might be a bit of a commuter hike.
So they are testing out a rail service that would leave Monday morning from North Bay and come to Toronto. Now, I believe the drive to North Bay is somewhere in the neighborhood of...
like 3.5 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that, which is a little bit... it seems a little bit much that North Bay would be... I'm just checking my Waze right now. If I were to go from Toronto to North Bay, and of course the Wi-Fi in here is terrible, so I can't really find out for
Google
you.
Maps for you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you believe it's like three...
If I left right now, I'd be there at 10. So it's a 6-hour trip. So it seems like a lot, right? But you could do a lot of work on the train.
You could.
What they're saying, though, is that if you put high-speed rail in, it could be like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, something like that.
No way.
Why don't we have high-speed rails in this country or
we
province?
We should.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so when I was in London a couple years ago, they obviously have like
England, right?
Yeah, no, Ontario. And it was a big trip. And they had the high-speed rail thing. And we got from like one side of wherever we were to the other side in like 20 minutes.
It's
and it would have taken like 4 hours by car.
It's cool. I went up to Manchester and Liverpool and we got there in a couple hours. Mm-hmm. Went down to, you know, went to Paris a couple hours. And everything, I guess, is accessible by train in Europe. And they're saying that maybe one of the ways that we can unlock, because we have a ton of land in this country. Yeah. So it's a little bit ridiculous that our house prices are as high as they are, because we do. It's the problem is the access.
Yeah.
So if you could put high-speed rail in, you could pretty much live anywhere. And, you know, if you're down for a couple hours commute, it's no big deal, right?
Or even make flights cheaper, because in the UK and like Ireland, what they do is you can, like, I know some people who live out, like, in different countries on the weekends and then will fly into London to do business because it's like a $50.
Totally.
Like, you can just fly in and then they just stay there during the week and then they fly back to Spain.
So here's the crazy
or Paris
thing.
Or wherever.
It's cheaper to live in Portugal.
Yeah.
And fly to London and stay in a hotel every week than it is to pay rent in London.
Yeah.
What?
In England, yeah.
So people do that.
So there's a lot of people, a lot of Brits love to go to Portugal and Spain, and they have their house there, and then they rent a hotel during the week, and it's cheaper.
Or do like house shares and stuff like
insane?
That. Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is we all need to move to Portugal and then come to Toronto.
Why are we still here?
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A guy's first date survey is going viral on TikTok right now. Have you guys seen this? A woman named Katrina here in Canada posted a TikTok video after Graham asked her out on a date and then sent her a survey to make sure he planned something she'd actually enjoy. The survey was a Google Doc or something like it. And it was multiple choice questions. So it would be options of what you wanted to do, dinner and a movie, hiking, ice skating, etc. She, of course, went with dinner and a movie. He also asked what kind of food she likes, if she had any dietary restrictions, what time she wanted to eat, and dress code. Then after the date, he sent her an optional exit survey so that she could rate the date and rate him. It might seem like a bit much. I think it's really funny. And they're dating now, so it must have worked.
Well, it's effort.
Yeah.
As nerdy as that sounds, at least somebody's putting in some damn effort, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
So start putting together surveys if you want date number two. Ontario could give you $28,000 for an in-demand career right now. So the government is funding a program called the Second Career Program. Those who are fit can receive up to $28,000 from the government to pay for their education, living expenses, and with additional supports available for childcare, disability-related expenses, and accommodation as you pursue training to start a new career. This isn't official yet, but it's the program would be expanded to serve more people on social assistance, those who are self-employed, gig workers, youth, newcomers, and others who need a hand up.
Fantastic.
Mm. It's not a bad idea. The Weeknd is teaming up with HBO and the creator of Euphoria to put out their own show. It's been in development, pardon me, since the summer. It's called The Idol, and it's kind of a strange concept, but The Weeknd's on it, and it's from the creator of Euphoria, so it's got to be good. The Idol is set against the backdrop of the music industry in LA. It centers on a self-help guru and leader of a modern-day cult who is played by The Weeknd, who develops a complicated relationship with an up-and-coming pop singer.
Sounds like Hillsong with Justin Bieber.
It's actually going to be played by Johnny Depp's daughter as well. She's going to be co-starring in it.
Really?
Yeah, Lily Rose Depp. Yeah,
cool.
She's going to be in it.
Seriously, does that not sound like Carl Lentz and Justin Bieber?
It does. It does. But they're still going, aren't they?
No, I don't. Are they still friends?
Hillsong's
still going. Oh, wow. That's, yes, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. They're under some fire. No, that's crazy. I wonder if Justin Bieber's like, yo, do you have to subtweet me with an entire HBO series,
true,
man?
True.
Well, maybe he's subtweeting Chris Pratt. Isn't Chris Pratt in there?
Oh, well. I'm not sure about that one. I think he's just devoted. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Vaccine appointments for kids 5 to 11 start this morning.
Oh, wow.
It's great.
Fantastic.
Very cool. And hopefully that means eventually we can all, especially for kids in school, I always feel bad because they're at school and they got to wear masks the entire time. So I'm hoping one day, once everybody's vaccinated, we're good. They won't have to do that anymore.
Little sweeties.
The little masks are adorable, though.
They are.
My niece and nephew have one, and I'm always like, oh, that's cute.
It's fun, too. You have to, like, kneel down and show your kid the mask. Like, Everly's now over two, right? So she's got to wear one. And it's tough because their little ears don't always support the mask, too, right? Because they got tiny little ears. So you have to make sure that the mask goes. And even just going grocery shopping, walking around, it's kind of goofy. It's funny. But she doesn't know any different, right? So she doesn't care.
That's all she knows.
Hey, so we want to give you every Friday off. We want you for an extra long weekend, every weekend for the entire year. So here's what you need to do. Text PAYDAY right now, along with your name to 999999. Right now, and at 9, and at 3, and at 5, we will call out a name. You'll have 9 minutes to call us back. If we call you back, we're going to give you $250 instantly.
Hell
That'll
yeah.
give you Friday off. And then, next Friday, we got another draw. So you can win $250 every single Friday for the entire year. We give you a four-day work week for an entire year on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Good.
Okay? So, the name that we are going to call out, Natasha Hegland. Natasha Hegland, you now have exactly 9 minutes to call us back. Hit us up, 416-872-9999 with Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What is your post-breakup, I'm doing something wild move? Sean and Camila broke up this week. She already had bangs. She couldn't do the bangs.
Yeah.
But the things, that's usually the thing somebody does. Somebody's get bangs. Should I get bangs? Well, we're broken up. Now I'm going to get bangs.
Yeah.
But Sean went on a surfing trip.
Mm-hmm.
And Camila dyed her hair mint green.
Okay.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it's bold.
Not a pick I would have had for her, but it does look really good. So clearly, you have that little bit of, I got to be different than what I was. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of freedom, a little bit of, I got to distance myself somehow, some way. And I got to distract myself with a task. So what is your post-breakup thing that you've done where you're like, well, maybe you bought something. Maybe you, like, what do you normally do?
Oh, I'm getting a phone call. It's drastic and impulsive, TJ, calling.
Oh, I like this.
I've booked a spontaneous trip to London, England once.
Nice.
Yeah, put myself in debt for a year for that one.
Okay.
Nice.
I moved apartments to a place that was way more expensive. Put myself in a lifetime of debt for that one.
Okay.
Normally, like, big life decisions or really expensive spontaneous trips is what I do to just try and escape my problems.
Jax?
I go on trips or I sleep with the wrong people usually. That's what I like to do after a breakup.
Second one is not an option.
I usually go on a trip. Like after some big breakups, I've gone to like LA or I went to Berlin a couple of years ago just to get things started in my own life. You know what I mean? Like reclaim your own space and your own energy.
Adam?
What about you?
I bought a car.
Oh yeah, the divorce car.
Yeah.
The divorce mobile.
We should get you a customized plate that says divorce mobile on it.
No.
Yeah. Divorce mobile.
DVRC. MBL.
I am still paying for the car.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't just buy the car, but it's been great. It's a very old car though, but they have a lot of problems, old cars. So it's not as romantic as you think when you get it.
Not as many problems as a relationship or a marriage,
There you go. So what we wanted to ask you is, what do you normally do to get a little bit crazy after a breakup? Like you're pulling the Sean and Camila, right?
Yeah.
Surfing trip actually sounds really cool.
He's chilling.
Yeah, Sean doesn't seem like the guy who doesn't get unchill. He's always pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
I'd love to learn how to surf. Maybe I should have done that.
I'm just staying present.
What's that?
I'm just staying present.
And I don't know what happened to their dog, too. I would still like to know what happened to Tarzan.
Okay? Oh, Tarzan's fine, I'm sure.
416-872-9999 or 999999 to text. The question, right after your breakup, what do you do to be like, I'm free now?
and is it damaging? It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin
Last
Radio.
Last week we lost Shamila. Sean and Camila. Sean Mendes, Camila Cabello. And they're both doing things that you do after a breakup. One's taking a vacation, the other's changing their hair. That's what you do. Camila dyed her hair a minty green, and it's actually kind of cool. And Sean went on a surfing trip, which is always cool.
A solo surfing trip, finding himself.
Yeah. Actually, I think taking a vacation by yourself, something I also did after my break, my last breakup, worth it. Yeah. And really good. And actually, it's funny, when you spend some time alone, and like sometimes you got to take a few days and just not make any drinking buddies too. Really good for you.
Sometimes you gotta be sad in a foreign place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm gonna be sad and go for a walk.
I'm gonna be sad, but I'm gonna say cerveza. So
I got chased by a rooster in Barbados. I got a little too close. I didn't see him coming, and he was not happy that I was there, and I actually had to run away.
Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
Keeps you on your toes.
Not kidding.
You're like, oh, of course this would happen.
Yeah. So what else we got?
From the 905, this text from Haley. Post breakups have been wild. I've done the hair changes, bought a new car, hooked up with tons of people to make myself feel better, and got a new tattoo. Post breakup tattoo, by the way, is one of my favorite timelines.
Do you guys have post breakup tattoos?
I do not.
I do not, no.
But
neither of you?
No.
I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, all of our bad tattoos are legit.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
From the 905, Chantel says, I got a cat because he was allergic.
Oh, yeah. That'll show him. That'll show him.
That's funny.
Atlanta in the 647. After a big breakup, I moved out of Brampton to Hamilton.
Whoa.
I still worked in Toronto, though. That commute sucked, by the way. After a few months, I wish I just cut my hair instead. LOL. That's what happens when you give up on Brampton.
It gives up on you. Can't be giving up on Brampton like that.
It's so nice to get out of that space sometimes, though, and like move spaces after a breakup. Like,
yeah.
Go to a new place or new apartment. So good.
When I lived in Distillery, I went through like two pretty like rough breakups there, and I just had to move.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, just to clear yourself out of that space.
I remember that apartment, and you moved to the 36th floor. We used to make fun of you because you wouldn't go out on your own balcony because you're afraid of heights.
Yeah. It was immersion therapy.
He hasn't stopped moving since. Nope. There we go.
For the 905, to get up for a breakup, I had a bed burning party. It was the end of my marriage, and our bed frame was made of wood. He didn't take
Incredible.
It, so I bought a new mattress, and my friend came over with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
And we cut it up and burned it in my backyard fireplace.
Well, that's kind of fun.
It's like wedding dress burning parties.
I haven't seen that.
I've had a couple of friends, that have gone through divorces, and they burn their wedding dress. And
really?
It's so empowering. Yeah, it's so good.
No kidding.
Yeah. Last one from the 416. I grew a big handlebar mustache. I can relate. I grew one out from November in our first year together, and she refused to kiss me until I shaved it. We broke up a few years later, and I grew another one. This time, bigger.
Oh.
Yeah. I got facial hair.
It is the guy version of bangs, isn't it?
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, I don't blame you at all for that.
These are
so good. Yeah. Some of these are so good. These are great. And you know what's cool about this is reading through some of these, how positive they are.
I know. Yeah. It's like an empowering thing.
Yeah. I really like it.
After my 16-year marriage ended, I bought a Sea-Doo and got a half-sleeve tattoo.
Yes!
Yeah,
yes, you did. I bet it was the best half-sleeve and the best Sea-Doo you've ever had.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. And to quote Adam Wilde from this time yesterday morning, I love movies.
Yeah. I love movies.
Loves them.
Is North Bay the next big commuter city? Well, it might be. A new train route is set to travel from North Bay to Toronto, and it started testing yesterday morning. The Ontario Northland train set off just before 6 a.m. and was carrying passengers to its destination at Union Station. It made stops in South River, Huntsville, Bracebridge, Gravenhurst, Washago, Gormley, and Langstaff, and it took 6 hours. So
it takes three to drive.
Yeah, so it's not like the most ideal commute.
But if we had a high-speed rail, it could be an hour and a half, maybe less.
But yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Why not?
Well, if they started building a speed rail train today, when would it be ready?
Well, I don't think it actually takes that long because the rail exists, right?
So it had to be a different rail.
Well, it does, but all the ties are already laid. The routes are there. It wouldn't take that long. And that's the thing about railroads is not. Getting the land is one thing, but building it is not that hard.
you know, knowledge on train infrastructure is not something I had on my Adam Wilde bingo card.
I'm not sure how to add to this.
That's the reason that they have it all over Europe, right? That's why it took off. It's really, I mean, it's actually, honestly, for a country like ours, it makes a lot of sense rather than just having a bunch of cars.
We should get speed trains and we should be able to name them. Like we could, like one would be called Zippy. It zips you from spot to spot. Okay, hey, we're going to hop on the Zippy this weekend.
Okay, I like that.
And go to Huntsville. In today's edition of Everything Else is Awful, here's how much money you need to have a home in Toronto. This is to buy a house. Okay. This is based on the National Bank of Canada's latest housing affordability monitor. First of all, the annual household income needed is at least $205,000.
Is that it?
Just that.
To afford a representative house, which is on average $1.2 million, we're slightly under that, $1 million in Toronto. To save for the down payment alone, the bank estimates that a household making that income would need to save for 330 months or 27 and a half years.
And that's only for 5%, I bet you.
Mm-hmm. condo purchasers need an annual household income of $134,000, the bank says, and those making the median income would be able to afford the down payment after 58 months, which is, yeah, a little bit less.
That's upsetting, less. Isn't it?
Everything is so upsetting all the time.
All of that is upsetting.
So upsetting.
Living in this province, it's like L.
Yeah, but you get the big city and you get overpriced meals.
Yeah, that's right.
Go Raps.
Yeah, I get a lot of gluten-free options around, though, so that's fun. Kyle Lowry says he wants to retire a Toronto Raptor.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, we'd love that. He said in an interview, like I've said, and I said it before and I'll say it again, I want to sign a one-day contract and retire as a Toronto Raptor. That is my everything. Of course, when he was with the Raptors, he was a six-time NBA All-Star, and also, in case you forgot, was a huge part of our championship win
in
2019. Right. Yeah. He's currently playing for the Miami Heat on a three-year contract, paying him quite a bit of money, which, good for Kyle. Get the money. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Four-day work week with Virgin Radio. We want to hook you up again at 9 a.m.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Okay, guys, so let's meet Alice. Alice, you contacted us about somebody you've been dating since April. Can you explain your story with Rob?
So this guy that I've been really into won't call me back. We met on Bumble back in April, and I've just been so blessed to have him in my life ever since. And as it stands now, I haven't heard from him in a week, and I'm pretty sad about it.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, a week is a long time.
A week's
especially
a long
when you've been
time.
Dating for what, 8 or 9 months.
And now I'm assuming you've been messaging him and being like, hey, how are you?
Yeah. Hey, boyfriend. Why haven't I heard from you?
Hello, are you okay? Yeah.
I haven't heard anything, you know.
Has there been anything that you're like, it could be this, like, do you guys have an argument?
Sleep with a mouth guard in, that type of thing?
There's nothing wrong with a mouth guard.
Oh, defensive, are we?
No, I mean, nothing. We've been great lately. You know, we actually said, I love you for the first time in October. So it really hurts to the core that he would ghost me after that, you know, like,
yeah.
Did this mean nothing?
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I mean, listen, I think the only way to find out is to find out. So how about we give him a shout?
Okay.
All right. Hang on.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you're just meeting Alice, the story is this. You've been dating this guy since April. Alice and Rob have been together since April. And in the last week, she has heard from him precisely 0 times. Ugh. And there wasn't like an argument or anything that perpetuated this. So, Alice, you're kind of confused, right?
I'm hurt.
This is peculiar.
You went for that word. It's too early in the morning for that
but
word.
But let me try again. It's definitely hard.
So Alice, here's the thing. We're going to give Rob a call with you listening on the phone. We're going to see if we can extract an answer. The problem sometimes with this is that the answers are extremely real and can hurt the ego. Are you sure you want to make this call?
I mean, I have to. I need to know what's going on.
Let's give Rob a call.
Hello?
Hi there. Is this Rob?
This is him.
Hi, Rob. Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Like the radio station?
That's us.
The very same.
We are a show on the radio station. We're not the entire radio station. We have other teammates here. But we wanted to check in, see how you're doing. Why haven't you called Alice in a week? You know, that sort of thing.
Okay. What can I do you for?
Well, that's...
Why haven't you called Alice in a week?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, honestly, she sapped the energy out of me. I mean, I'm just taking a break from the apps for a while. I just need time to just. I don't think I'll be dating for a while.
I'm not sure I get what you're saying. Can you extrapolate?
Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, it's embarrassing, but when you fall in love, I guess you fall for anything. Yeah, she was a little bit Alice. I thought that was it. I found what I was looking for. I was been single for like 3 years. I was starting to doubt I was going to find anyone again. And then Alice came along, and she was special. Like, I thought that was it for me. Like, we'd go anywhere. Steakhouse, Ontario Place, McDonald's.
The whole world. The whole world.
It sounds like the world was your oyster.
Yeah. it didn't matter where we were going. Anywhere we went, it was special. It was an experience.
Yeah.
And she made me feel full.
Like McNuggets.
But then there was times I just wouldn't hear from her for like a couple days straight. Like, not a word, not a call, not a text, nothing. And she'd hit me back with an excuse every time, and I fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. And I just saw it become redundant, honestly.
Okay. I'm going to break protocol here.
All right.
We have Alice on the line, Rob. Alice, can we discuss here? Because that's not the story we got from you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Rob, I miss you so much. I gave you the real reasons for why I wasn't always, you know, available. I mean, sometimes we need our space, right? You know, like you can't have me around all the time. And I just, you know what? Can we just forget it? Like, I just need to see you. Can you come over?
Alice, like, just stop, man. Just please stop. Like, we both know, like, what's going on here. You keep going back to your ex. Like, I saw his name pop up on your phone when your phone was on the table. And like, I feel like when he's tired of you, you just come back to me.
Craig and I are through, like, for good this time. He came over to my place, and I wouldn't even let him in.
Did you have to buzz him in, though?
So why wasn't I able to hear from you for, like, days? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I needed space. Like, I keep telling you, we need space sometimes.
Alice, you got to communicate that, though. Like, you can't just go MIA.
All of that is in the past now. I want you. I only want you, okay?
She's moved on from it, so you
can
should,
Can I see you tonight?
I think we should talk about this privately, honestly.
What's more private than this? Alice and Rob, are you getting together later tonight?
Yes. Right? We are, right? We're going to talk about this.
We'll see each other later.
Are we sure we want to do that?
Yes. That'd be fun.
Are you sure, Rob?
Yeah, Rob.
We'll do that. We'll meet up.
That sounds like a confident answer.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
$500 to Shoppers Drug Mart right now. You have to guess which one of us will win trivia. You can text your answer in right now. Is it Team Jax, Team TJ, or Team Adam? 999-999. Pick it now. Or forever hold your peace. Or tomorrow you can win too.
Yeah, tomorrow too.
And Thursday and Friday as well. So, producer Leah.
Yes.
What is the theme of trivia today?
So, we're celebrating a number one new spot on the Billboard charts. So, we're going to be focusing on the top five artists on Billboard right now. So, I guess I really hope y'all know your music.
Okay. Yeah.
You work in this industry, you should know.
Okay.
All right. First question. This fearless artist re-released her popular album this month.
TJ. Taylor Swift.
Good for you, TJ.
Thank you.
One for TJ.
Man, that was a reluctant good for you, TJ. I've never heard
had time to even hear the question. All right.
He was on it.
I watched his mouth get ready.
I saw it too.
I did.
All right, here we go.
Hello to this artist who recently had a sit down with Oprah Winfrey and dropped her album on Friday.
TJ.
Adam.
Oh!
Wow.
Adele.
Yay. Oh.
Good job.
And it wasn't that interesting.
Oh, I didn't ask for that.
Okay. Whoa. I just told you. Commentary.
Didn't ask for your opinion.
All right.
This little artist recently brought all the drama on the Maury Povich show recently.
TJ.
TJ.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah, baby. All right, guys.
Rough for you, Jack.
TJ's feeling up. Good.
I don't know if I'm going to do well. Adam, I need you to be TJ. I need you to.
Listen, I can't be stopped.
Okay.
We'll see about that.
This is a runaway train.
He's inevitable.
Of right answers. Mm.
This kid has a duet with Justin Bieber and looks kind of like him.
Adam.
Adam.
Kid Laroi.
Yeah. Woo, it's two for two.
You're not even answering. I just gave up.
She's there to clap.
Yeah.
All right. This duo told us to leave the door open, and now they're smoking out the window.
Jax.
Adam.
Jax.
Bruno Mars.
Nope.
No.
What?
Adam.
Incorrect.
Adam. Silk Sonic.
Oh! Wow. Ooh, this was so drama filled.
Adam.
You can't worry about Anderson Paak. Come on.
Yeah, girl.
Because okay, Adam has claimed that Bruno Mars is the greatest artist of our generation. And Mars, that is a direct
he's
quote.
He's smiling
Guys,
so hard right
you
now.
You must see Bruno Mars live. I'm just saying.
I'm so busy. Yeah. I can't.
Oh, so busy.
Yeah, I think I got a thing.
All right.
Am I the winner?
You are the winner, baby. Yay!
If you picked me. And not many people did, and I don't blame you because I rarely win. I might be calling you back. 416-872-9999 is the number I might be calling you from. Actually, that shows up as a private number, doesn't it?
Don't talk to me.
Okay, just pick up. Yeah, TJ's not going to chat with us for the next hour while he gets over this loss. Sorry, TJ.
Eh, whatever.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Giving away a $500 Shoppers Drug Mart gift card every single day this week at 8 o'clock. It was only 8:30 today because it ghosted. So 8 o'clock tomorrow, 8 o'clock Thursday, 8 o'clock Friday. And save big during the Black Friday Super Sale. You'll find many great deals to complete your wish list in-store or on Shoppers Drug Mart's flyer. Save big, leave happy, restrictions apply, details in store. Now, I want to bring on Maria. Maria picked me, by the way, to win, and I did. Hi,
Good
Maria.
Morning.
All right, so you picked me. You said Team Adam because he's been there. Are you calling me old?
He's been in the game longer.
In the game longer.
Specific.
Not calling you old whatsoever. I just figured, being who your mom is, you kind of grew up in the business.
Okay.
Well, that's a fair point.
She's calling you mature. Longer than the other young gun.
Now, Maria, there are people claiming on the text message line, and Jax, I want to bring you in on this one, that on question two, TJ actually was the first one to buzz in, and that our judge Leah was wrong.
Yikes.
No. Which
so I can understand why people would think that, and that is because that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
As a person who was also here, it didn't happen.
Wow. Ooh, all right. Hey, Maria, you got your $500 to Shoppers Drug Mart. Congratulations! Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Imagine before going on a first date with someone, they send you a Google Doc type survey to better fit the date night. Well, this is going viral on TikTok right now. A woman named Katrina here in Canada posted the TikTok after a guy named Graham asked her out. Send her the survey to make sure he planned something that she'd actually enjoy. Some of the questions were like, what do you want to do? Except, like dinner in the movie, you want to go hiking, ice skating, that type of thing. She picked dinner in the movie, and then he also asked what type of food she likes, if she has any dietary restrictions, what time she wanted to eat, dress code, that type of thing. It was very thorough, well thought out. And then even after the date, he sent her an optional exit survey so she could rate the date and rate him. It sounds a little excessive, but they're dating now, so...
Well, that's cool. You know what? I think sometimes we all make assumptions about what the perfect first date would look like, and nobody ever asks, right? Yeah. Like, this is kind of a smart idea.
I like it. And it helps you stand out a bit, right?
Producer Leah, you had this happen, didn't you?
Yeah.
Tell us. Come on. Don't be shy.
Yeah. I have had a date survey come my way. And it was a review of the date that already happened.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't beforehand.
It wasn't beforehand.
Well, so they get, like, I didn't know people actually did this more than just this one story, but this is a little bit more common than we thought.
Yeah, you rate how the date went, what could have changed, what could have been better, how to make it better if you're down for a second date.
You got to do what you can to stand out now. I remember a couple years ago when I was on Tinder, I put together a PowerPoint presentation.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, okay. So every slide was like a PowerPoint presentation.
No way, really?
And still didn't get matches. But you know what? I tried something different.
I think that's fun.
Yeah. I still think my algorithm was broken.
I just had Jax take a picture of me eating chicken wings. And that was it. That's where I got all my matches. Was the chicken wings. I don't know what it
was.
Why?
Oh, my goodness.
Even Natalie was like, oh, no, you look really cute in that picture. Yeah. I'm like, I do?
I looked across the table and I was like,
we're like at the wheat sheaf or something.
Yeah. You look incredibly, the lighting's great. You look incredibly attractive.
You look animalistic.
Yeah. Sure fooled him.
Yeah. And it worked, did it not?
It did.
Ontario could give you $28,000 for an in-demand career right now. It's called the Second Career Program. And basically, they want to pay for you to educate yourself for a second career. The program could be fit for someone to get up to $28,000 for their education, living expenses, with additional supports for childcare, disability-related expenses, and accommodation. as you pursue training to start a new career. It's not official yet, but they do say that they're looking at it. And they could serve more people in social assistance, those who are self-employed, gig workers, youth newcomers, and those who need a hand up. It's a good idea. The Weeknd is teaming up with HBO and the creator of Euphoria. They've actually had a show in development since last summer, and it's called The Idol. And listen to this, it sounds a little bit bizarre. The Idol is set against the backdrop of the music industry in Los Angeles.
Okay.
It centers on a self-help guru and leader of a modern-day cult, played by The Weeknd, who develops a complicated relationship with an up-and-coming pop singer who's Johnny Depp's daughter.
Yes, Lily Rose Depp.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Justin Bieber and Carl Lentz from Hillsong.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah, and you know what's funny about this is The Weeknd dated Selena Gomez right before and right after she dated Justin Bieber. So you feel like he might have got some insight into that.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Stirring the pot with Adam Wilde.
I am just saying, like, he was right in the middle of the Carl Lentz Hillsong thing.
Yeah.
And they were buddies and they're like, you know, walking around with their arms around each other. And then Selena Gomez and The Weeknd are dating, and then she goes back to Bieber after that.
Yeah, and that was right before Justin Bieber was baptized by Carl Lentz.
He was baptized
by Carl Lentz? Re-baptized by Carl Lentz, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so...
Ah, the plot thickens.
I think I'm going to do a documentary on this.
I think this is what this is. This is like the celebrity version of subtweeting somebody,
yes,
right?
Yes,
like, it's like, hey...
An HBO show.
Here's your entire story. Yeah. I'm making an HBO show about it, and you're not going to make a dime. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Kind of cold.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do you have a going away, like, vacation routine?
Yes.
What is it?
I have to clean my apartment top to bottom, and I also have to turn off the running water. So, like, the water to the toilet and the water that goes into the
washing
machine.
You turn off the water?
Yeah. Like, why? You know, on the, so then what if there's a flood, but I'm gone? Do you guys not?
No.
That's traveling 101.
What?
No, yeah, I don't think it is. 999-999. If you also shut off your water supply, would you leave the apartment?
What's yours, Jax?
Not that. I also clean my entire house, but I also like to come home to fresh sheets. So I'll wash my sheets and then I'll wash my duvet. And yeah, so you can get cozy in there as soon as you get back. I don't worry about flooding, though.
Should.
Producer Liam.
Happen.
I'd like to claim that I do these things, and I also say I'm going to do these things, but I don't do any of that.
What?
No.
What?
I focus on what I'm packing, and when I'm done packing, yeah. I'm done. I'm ready to go.
I'm more like you, but I'm with somebody now that's different. So here's how we did it as a kid. My dad likes to maximize every minute that he can be on the beach. He loves being on the water, loves being on the beach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'd stay till the absolute final minute that we could and then get on the last plane and then come home. And it's like, and his philosophy was really interesting because he was like, we can spend the work week like doing our laundry or whatever.
Yeah,
we don't need to, we should spend the extra couple days on the beach, which kind of makes sense, right? Now I'm with somebody and we're talking about vacation in February.
Mm-hmm.
And Natalie's thing is, why don't we come home on the Friday so we have the entire weekend to get ready and get going? And she said, we'll clean the house before we leave. So then we come home to a very clean house and brand new fresh sheets.
Yeah,
and that's smart.
And this is a whole debate, by the way, on Twitter right now. And I was like, what are you talking about? Why would we create more work for ourselves going into vacation?
That's exactly how I feel.
The greatest feeling in the world is after a day of travel, walking into your home and seeing a clean kitchen. Like those, you know, that feeling of a clean countertop?
Oh, yeah.
Or like Jack said, when you get into a fresh bed.
Yes.
Or you get like, you have that shower because you have to wash the travel off you. And then you sniff the towel.
You do need to wash the recirculated air off of you.
Yeah, I also tend to miss home. So when I come home, I want to see a clean home. Like
at
a
its good. Best.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be like, I did miss you for a reason. You know what I mean?
By the way, we got like a bazillion text messages agreeing with TJ. Definitely shut off the water. And now that I think about it, My Nana and Grandpa were away in like Brazil in the 90s and they came home and they had a water leak in the basement. It had been there for a while and it cost them a lot of money to fix. So,
won't catch me slipping on that.
Take that damn water and you shut it off. Now, who in their house knows how to shut off their water?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is all news to me now.
It's not rocket appliances. Underneath the toilet, there's a little thing, and you turn it, and then your washing machine, you just do the same thing.
All right. So here's my question, okay? what is your opinion on this, okay? Give us your pre-vacation routine.
Mm.
So, like, for instance, we used to have one, too, where, like, we had people who would come in and clean the house once a month when I was growing up.
Yeah.
We had to clean the house before they came.
My mother does that, yeah.
Yeah,
my mother really? Does that. She has somebody.
Because yeah. The thought was always, if you clean it, and then they catch the stuff you didn't catch, then it's a deeper clean.
That's oh, okay. My mother is like, we clean it because I don't want to be embarrassed.
That's
how
exactly
messy that you is? Really are.
Yeah. Yeah. My mother has a cleaning lady that stops by every month, and told me I can't mess. Last time I was visiting, she said, don't mess anything up because the cleaning lady's coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't want her to judge me.
The
and
judgment.
I
was like,
yeah. I don't want
she was
her
like,
to judge
she was like,
me.
Make the bed. And I was like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, I mean, I really,
God.
My God.
Like wow.
It's exactly the same.
Speaking of judgment, remember how I told you last week about how I hid Playboys under my my bed?
Yes,
that were my
we
dad's.
Do remember.
Guess who actually found them?
Who?
It was the cleaning ladies.
Oh.
And they left them on the bed. Traitorous scum.
They know all.
I know. They didn't say anything. Yeah. They just kind of left them on the bed.
But
and I got
didn't
outed.
They? Oh. Didn't they say something by not saying
the
anything?
The judgment.
They sure did. Yeah. Now, that's judgment. Now, so again, the question is, you're about to go on vacation. And then you're coming back from vacation because there's a routine for both. What is your routine? Because a lot of people are debating online. Why would you clean your house before vacation? It's causing too much effort. TJ, Jax, you guys say come back. Fresh sheets. It's crisp and beautiful. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you're going away on vacation. You got a routine. Do you clean? Do you leave it? Are you one of those people that waits to the absolute last minute and everything's an absolute mess in your room?
No.
999-999 to text TJ. What do we got?
Oh, we got some really good ones from the 416. I emptied the fridge of anything that could go off. That's an underrated move. You gotta get your fridge empty.
Yeah. Smart.
From the 416, I never leave any dishes in the sink before leaving for vacation. Coming home to a clean place is a must.
Yes.
And I prefer to come home early in the day so I can have a relaxed shower and maybe a cocktail or two.
You know what? There is something nice about taking that first shower after a plane.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, you get to wash off all the fake oxygen.
Yeah, 100%.
Or the recycled oxygen.
Yeah.
And the person you sat next to.
Yeah, especially
their breath.
Lisa in the 416. My boyfriend pointed out that I have a weird thing about leaving the TV on when we leave so that people think we're home and won't break in.
My mom does that.
Does she?
She had a system put in when we were kids. This is bad.
Yeah.
She probably wouldn't want me telling you this, but that would turn on the lights in different rooms at different times of day.
The auto switcher.
Like it was an auto switcher because she was obsessed with people not breaking in. And now we'd had some people like case our house because everybody knew it was her house.
Yeah.
And they assumed wrongly that we had valuables inside, which we did not. But I remember we did a couple times we got broken into.
What?
And they stole all her jewelry and it was all like costume jewelry, right? It's not worth anything. It's just plastic.
Wow.
It looks good on TV, right?
Yeah.
So everybody thought she had all this expensive jewelry. She didn't. But then she became obsessed with, well, we want them to seem like we're home, even though, you know, it was pretty obvious when she wasn't on the radio and wasn't on television that she was on vacation. So we had this light switching system and she made sure every time it was on.
If I was her, I would leave my show on all the time on the TV.
Just try and break in.
I'm watching me.
Yeah. Back then it would have just been VHS's.
Another text from the 416. I always leave a big bottle of Advil on the counter for the hangover and aloe for the inevitable sunburn.
Ah.
That's smart. I like that.
A little welcome home package.
Because the aloe is something you always misplace until you need it desperately.
Yep.
Last one here from the 647. The second I get signal, I just delete all of my emails.
What?
Because, you know, like you'll have like a bunch of work emails from the week before. Even if you have like the one that says like, oh, I'm out of office.
Man, if we did that here, we'd be in trouble.
I feel like you shouldn't delete them all.
Yeah.
I feel
like there's maybe... Don't you have to like respond to the ones that you got when you're on vacation?
No.
Sometimes you can. Because you could just say like, yeah, it's important. We work with somebody who has sent their email bounce back to say, if it's important, email me again next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's,
does that
I
work?
I think so. They've done it. I would never do it because I'm scared of everything. But it was the edgiest thing I've ever seen. And I was really impressed
by it. I kind of appreciate that. The more I think about it, because they're going to enact legislation that's supposed to be like, after a certain time of night, your employer can't contact you, right? After like whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or, you know, based on your shift schedule or whatever. So if they had that too, where it's like, I am not responsible for the emails I get while I'm on vacation. Yeah. So then you don't come back to like 500 emails and blow through like a Monday morning on that.
Because there is that feeling of dread. Even if you have Wi-Fi wherever you're staying,
mm-hmm.
there is that feeling of dread when you do get back onto your like your own house signal.
Yes.
You're like, oh, I got three more unread emails.
100%.
Or people who have actual jobs that get like 200 emails a day.
Imagine.
I like that. Oof. I like that. That's a great idea. Well done.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Is North Bay the next commuter city?
See.
Maybe. If you don't mind taking the train for 6.5 hours. A new train route set to travel from North Bay to Toronto started testing yesterday. It's the Ontario Northland train. It took off at about 6 a.m. To go to Union Station, making a couple stops along the way in South River, Huntsville, Bracebridge, Gravenhurst, Washego, Gormley, and Langstaff. It took about 6 hours to get there. Like, the drive itself is like 3.5 hours, give or take.
But what you could do is live up there like most of the time and then have like a little apartment or a house share down here and then just take the train.
Adam, please bestow your knowledge
on
trains.
Well, I think we need high-speed rail. I think that's the next thing.
Yeah. Monorail.
Well, I think it's
monorail.
Monorail.
Honestly, though, like I think we're at the point where we have an enormous country, not a lot of population. Why do we have house prices that are like this? There's no reason. Like New Zealand, it makes sense because there's only so much of New Zealand.
Yeah.
Canada is like the second biggest country in the world. So I don't
can't be done.
I don't understand. No. So I think that's what we need to move to. Get out of the highway thing. Get into the train thing. And imagine you're able to leave like North Bay and then like 45 minutes later be at Union Station.
That'd be crazy.
Pretty crazy, right?
Yes, future.
Also, this might help in today's edition of Everything Here is Pain. Here's how much money you need to make to live in a home in Toronto.
This is what I'm talking about.
To buy a home, like a detached home. They say the average price of those, by the way, is just under $1.2 million in the city of Toronto. And according to the National Bank of Canada's latest housing affordability monitor, it shows that a household income is needed of at least $205,000 to afford a representative house. To save for a down payment alone, which of course is a big part of buying a house, the bank estimates that a household making that money would have to save for 27 and a half years.
This is almost laughably unrealistic. Like, this is out of control.
And you can't use that, you can't get insured by the CMHC over $1 million.
Yes,
so if you want to do 5% down,
too
it
bad.
Has to be under $1 million. Yeah. Yeah. So you'd have to put you'd have to save a whole year's worth of salary tax-free. So you're talking $250,000 to buy $1.2 million.
And then on top of that, there's closing costs too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which aren't cheap.
Double land transfer tax. So that'll put you at about $320,000. Pay the lawyer. There's another $5,000 to $10,000. And then, you know, seller pays the real estate agent though. So that's good.
Eventually, something's going to get sorted out, right? Like, either the housing market's going to get sorted, or we're just going to get more creative with how we buy houses.
We must.
I do always say, though, that there's a sense of community in that we all hate it together.
You know what I mean?
That none of us can afford it together.
There's one of the ideas they floated was you buy a share in a house.
Yeah.
So it's almost like land is set up as a corporation and you buy a piece of it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Kind of like a co-op, except you only own part of it. Anyway.
There was something I was reading too on Reddit where groups of friends are getting together. So they would buy like a really small plot of land in Toronto, let's say. And two couples get together, they buy a house, they build it up, and then they turn it into a duplex.
Oh, that's cool.
TJ, we can move to Keswick together.
Yeah.
Just you and me,
and
baby.
Then we could leave Michelle and Val behind and finally live out their life together.
Okay. I should have known it was going there.
Yeah. Hey, we all miss Kyle Lowry from the Toronto Raptors. He's, of course, playing with the Miami Heat now, but he says he wants to retire with the Toronto Raptors. In the recent interview, he said, "I will sign a one-day contract and retire as a Raptor. That is my everything." Of course, when he was with us, he was a 6-time NBA All-Star and a key part of our big championship win, pardon me, in 2019. We miss Kyle, but he's playing in Miami right now on a 3-year contract. It's paying him $85 million. So you're also happy for him.
Yeah.
It's like, you know when you see a friend just doing really well and you're like a little bit sad because it's not you, but then you're also happy for them?
You sound bitter. You sound bitter.
Okay.
We're happy for Kyle.
I want Kyle's bank account and I want his butt. And it's glorious.
It's a good butt. Yeah. He also gets to be in Miami, which is, I've heard, a pretty nice place.
Or as the locals call it, Miami.
Thank you, TJ.
All right.
You're welcome. I've been watching a lot of Dexter lately.
Are we going to wrap the segment now?
When I'm ready. I'm ready now. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Shannon Burns is taking over next. And I just want you to know that a 4-day work week is on the table for you. We want to give you $250 today, and give you Fridays off for the rest of the year. So let's get you in the draw at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock this afternoon with one Dames Nellis. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.